the good ship, Mail Call.
Stand by, Americans. Here's Mail Call, one big package of fun and music delivered to you by the stars you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And now it's anchors away, mates, with the compass pointing toward fun and music. And at the helm to guide us on this merry cruise is our lovely skipper. From the MGM lot, it's the beautiful blue-eyed bundle of loveliness, Frances Giffers.
Welcome aboard. Well, we've got a lovely young lady to get this crew started, and she's going to sing especially for Joseph L. Huck in Yokosuka, Japan, Bill Coney with the Marines in Tsinghau, China, and for John W. Godley. And here she is. It's Ginny Sims.
I believe in wishing well. Believe in a lot of things a daisy tells. I believe that a four-leaf clover brings lots of luck, lots of joy, lots of happiness. I believe those things. And when it's Christmas, I believe in Santa Claus. Why do I believe? I guess that I believe because I believe that dreams come true. If you wish for a dream by wishing well, don't tell the wish or you'll break the spell. It may sound naive, but that's what I believe.
And when it's Christmas Day,
I believe in Santa Claus.
Doesn't everyone?
Why do I believe? I guess that I believe because
I believe
that dreams come true.
Don't you?
If you wish for a dream by wishing well,
don't tell a wish or you'll break the spell.
It may sound naive, but that's what I believe.
Oh, that was wonderful, Jimmy. And we'll want a second helping later on in the cruise. Now, gang, here's three musicians who are way up on your list of favorites, especially you fellas in the service hospitals. And we're always thrilled when they break away from their many engagements on the outside to climb aboard good old Mail Call. So let's all sit back and listen to the wonderful music of the Les Paul Trio.
Thank you.
Oh, that was terrific, Les Paul Trio. Really swell. Well, gang, just before the good ship Mail Call set sail, I was talking with a well-known Hollywood personality, and he was telling me all about his recent trip to the big city of New York. So I persuaded this man and his little sidekick to retell their adventures to all of us at this time. And here they are. It's Edgar Bergen and Mortimer Snerd.
Well, Mortimer, greetings and felicitations.
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly. Yeah.
Been having fun? I say you've been having fun.
Yep.
Well, that's fine. And you like it here?
Yep.
Can't you say anything but yep?
Yep.
Well, what?
Nope.
Well, now, if you talk like that, people here in New York will think that you're a hick.
Yeah. Well, ain't I?
I'm afraid you are, yeah. You don't want to be out of place here, though, do you?
No, I don't want to do that, no.
You see, most of the people here are most people here in New York are...
Quiet, please, no. Shush now. All right. Sit there and giggle, yeah. A lot of hicks out there, too, yeah. Silly-looking people.
All right. I want you to remember that people here in New York, you know, they're a sophisticated lot.
Yeah, I'll say they are, sure.
Yeah. Most people here, you know, they're pretty smart.
Yeah, they are?
Yeah, sophisticated.
No, yeah. You mean they drink too much hard cider?
No. No, that's intoxicated.
Oh, it's intoxicated.
Yeah. What I mean is that they're suave, sure of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, if we try, maybe we can make you more sophisticated.
No. You can't make a sow's thirst out of a pig's ear.
What was that?
Can't make a silk thirst out of a pig's eye. A silk pig out of a sow's thirst. I don't know what it was.
No, I'm afraid of. To be sophisticated, you must be sparkling and a stimulating conversationalist.
Well, what was the question?
Oh. It wasn't any question.
No. Well, what was the answer?
Well, Mortimer, I would like to help you build your vocabulary.
All right. Let's not build it too far from the house, though.
No.
Cold weather, come on. The wind blew the last one over.
All right, never mind. What I'm trying to say is that a large and expressive vocabulary is the mark of an individual of refinement, culture, and education, and is the indication of a superior intellect.
No,
yes. Don't you see, Mortimer, your limited vocabulary is making you an introvert.
Yeah?
Yes. You've got to get out of yourself.
Well, can I get back in if it gets cold? That's okay, then.
Yes. You know, you use very drab expressions.
Yeah, very drab, yeah.
Now you must try and say some things that are a little more colorful.
Red, white, and blue.
No. Mortimer, where did you get all that stupidity?
Well... You can get almost anything here in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, that was perfect, Edgar Bergen and Mortimer's Nerd. And now, gang, it's back to music. A song about the Irish, sung by a well-known Irish passenger sailing with us tonight. Here he is. You've all seen him in the movies as the friendly singing policeman. It's smiling Phil Regan.
Over in Killarney many years ago, me mother sang a song to me in tone so sweet and low. 'Twas just a simple little ditty in her good old old Irish way. And I'd give the world if she could sing that song to me this day. Tura, lura, tura, lura, 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 lura. Hush, now don't you cry. Tura, lura, lura.
That was beautiful, Phil. Thanks a million, and come back to Mail Call again real soon. It's time to go below and witness another sterling performance by the Mail Call Dramatic Society of the Lower Deck. And tonight, we're going to witness Regal Splendor in a play about court life in the days of Queen Elizabeth and Sir Walter Raleigh. The famous screen actress Tallulah Bankhead plays the Queen, and the supporting cast includes Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, Anita Gordon, and Pat Patrick. And there's the curtain. So listen, everyone.
If you'll pardon the intrusion, Sir Walter Raleigh is here and begs an audience with you, Your Tallulahship.
Thank you, Sir Raymond. Ah, it will be good to see Walter again. Show him in. Just in time for the first race. Oh, I can't believe my eyes. Is it truly you, Sir Walter Raleigh?
Oh, yes, it Raleigh is. Tell me, my queen, have you missed me?
You'll never know.
Have you been true to me?
You'll never know. But you look. You look simply too.
What is this too?
Well, you see, my dress has a train on it.
Oh, I see. I'll switch it.
Queen, you are the most gorgeous queen in all the world, and especially England.
You rogue, you. I fear that you're pulling my leg.
Nay, but it's not a bad idea.
I'm so glad you're back from America, Sir Walter. Yes. Tell me about the Indians. Are they dangerous?
Oh, frightfully. Well, you can't imagine it, you know. One day I was walking along, minding my own business, which was quite unusual in itself, you know. And suddenly I was surrounded by Indians. I had one bullet left in my gun.
What did you do?
Well, naturally the situation called for a good head with some clear thinking.
So you gave up?
Yeah. No. No, I shot one of the Indians right in front of me, bang, and I shot another one in back of me, bang. Shot one to the left of me, one to the right to me, bang, bang.
Wait a minute. I thought you had only one bullet.
Well, I did, but I kept using it over and over again.
Oh, I thought maybe you shot it off just a little bit at a time.
Can you do that? I tell you, it was lucky I wasn't killed.
Well, better luck next time.
Then you really don't care for me, do you, Queenie?
No, Walter. You know for you I'd give the shirt off my back.
Yeah? That I gotta see.
Every day you've been away from me, I suffered.
What's the matter, Queenie? The old gout coming back on you.
Oh, Elizabeth, your lips are like tree-ripened cherries.
Oh.
Your teeth are like the pearls of a Lynn Haven oyster. And your brown eyes are like two scoops of chocolate ice cream.
You make me sound like a 40-cent blue plate.
Well, in short, you're divine.
Oh, but you've never seen me in short.
A humming voice?
That's Princess Anita and a royal troubadour. Ah, now that we are together again,
yes,
let's make the most of it.
You mean gin rummy?
Sooner or later, you're gonna be coming around, I'll bet you.
Announcing His Majesty, Axel T. Bergenson, the melancholy Dane.
He looks more like a slap-happy Swede.
Egad, people, this place is like Grand Central Station.
I thought she was kidding.
Greetings, oh beautiful queen. A rumor has come to my ears that this Raleigh person is seeking your affections, and I want you to know that I am taking steps to stop this gossip.
But why?
Because I love you, and I will continue to love you until I'm old and gray.
That'll be the shortest romance in history.
Well, you can laugh if you want to, but I've brought along the Lord High Executioner.
Oh, is that what that is?
I'm the head man around here, and, well, no, not exactly the head man either, but I do work on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. You see, I'm known as the royal decapitator.
Oh. Is this sort of this thing a hobby with you?
A hobby? Oh, goodness, no. I'm a pro.
Oh, a pro.
Yes, and I use the continental overlapping grip, and my axe has a genuine double-edged blue blade, too.
Good.
Yes, it does. And it's even guaranteed to chop underwater.
Well, well. Say, I'd like to see you perform sometime.
Oh, you would you? Oh,
yeah.
Well, you will tomorrow. Yes, you will. But from where you'll be kneeling, you'll only see my backswing, not my follow-through.
You mean it's me? Well, this is going to be awfully inconvenient for me to lose my head.
Yes, how do you keep your collar on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I can say is, this is one operation you won't be able to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, Queenie, if you truly loved me, you would plead for me.
Of course I'm going to plead for you. Oh, Woodman, spare this tree.
And for your information, my dear Queen, I'm giving your other suitor, the Earl of Essex, the same treatment.
Oh, you are? Oh, goody, goody. Now we can have a double header.
Come along, executioner. We'll make the final arrangements.
this is awful. What to do? What to do?
If we could only get rid of the king.
Yeah, I have an idea. I brought some cigars from America. One of them is loaded. Catch on, kiddo?
You mean we give the stogie to the old fogey?
Yeah.
That's murder, Jackson. Yeah.
I've got three of them here, and one of them, the one with a gold band on it, is the killer. Shh, here he comes.
Well, it's all arranged for tomorrow morning. I hate to do this, Sir Walter Raleigh. You must think me an awful cat.
No, just to show you there's no hard feelings, we'll each smoke a cigar. Here, King Bergenson, be sure you take the one with the gold band on it.
Well... will it be good for my T-zone?
Oh, yes, and it's got plenty of kick in the end zone, too.
Come, let us all light up. I'll strike the match.
Why, Queenie, do you always strike matches like that?
Yes, I wear out more darn earning that way.
Now take a nice deep puff.
All right, we will.
Oh, mine has such a pungent aroma.
Yeah. Now I suggest we all spread out a little bit.
Why, you dirty little double-crossing stinker, you gave me the wrong cigar.
So now the worm has turned, eh?
Yes, and you look just as bad at both ends. Charlie, this is a fine way to treat a guest. I'll never act another one of your lousy plays.
Lousy? You know who made it lousy, don't you?
Why, I've seen better actors than a Punch and Judy show.
Yeah, I could have gotten Lassie to play your part.
Listen, totem pole. Lassie would be crazy about you.
What do you mean, totem pole? The Indians call me Paleface.
Oh, forsooth on you, Buckethead.
Yeah. Forsooth on you too, Bankhead.
The name is Buckethead. Oh,
Buckethead.
You make me so mad. I'll put you down and use you for a broomstick.
Oh, so that's the way you travel.
Now, where? Come now. My beloved Queen Elizabeth, do not lose your temper. Because you're so sweet, so beautiful, so kind.
Oh, shut up.
Ram.
And what do you want?
I just
want
to pick up these peachy cigar butts. Goodbye.
Well, thanks, Cass. You all did a beautiful job. Now it looks like we'll have just enough time for one more song before the good ship mail call docks in the home harbor. So I'm going to call back lovely Ginny Sims to sing. Ginny, what have you for us this time?
Here's a tender and haunting melody that's high on your list of favorites. In the Still of the Night.
In the still of the night, as I give from my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray to you.
that just about does it, gang. Another mail call for this week. But remember, we'll be sailing again next week with more music and laughter from America. Try to be aboard, will you? And keep addressing those request letters to good old mail call. We love to receive them. This is your skipper, Francis Gifford, saying so long and smooth sailing.
And so another mail call is secured. Signatures on tonight's log include Ginny Sims, Tallulah Bankhead, Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Snerd, Anita Gordon, Ray Noble, Phil Regan, the Les Paul Trio, Pat Patrick, and your beautiful skipper, Francis Gifford. Another mail call will be coming your way next time you hear... This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.